A historic season for the U13 St. Albert Angels came to an end on Thursday evening as the team ended up on the losing end of a 4-0 ballgame against New England. The Angels' loss eliminated the team from the ongoing Little League Softball World Series in Greenville, North Carolina. The Angels failed to score a run in their two World Series games as they were the victims of two complete game shutouts by opposing pitchers. On Thursday, New England's pitcher Matty Bonanno collected 6 Angels strikeouts against while allowing 4 hits and 2 walks across the 6-inning game. Shaky defense had the Angels off to a rough start against New England. The Angels registered 6 errors throughout the game. New England put up the game's first 2 runs in the first inning before cruising to victory. The Angels did threaten to score during the top of the 6th as they started the inning with back-to-back singles by J.C. Johnson and Tatum LeCavalier, but Bonanno got 3 quick outs afterwards to end the game. LeCavalier registered 2 hits in the game, her tournament total to 3. LeCavalier registered half of the team's tournament hits while also picking up 2 walks in the first game against Asia Pacific. Ella Stranahan was back on the mound for the Angels against New England after pitching all 5 innings against Asia Pacific on Tuesday night. Stranahan racked up 6 strikeouts against New England and allowed 4 hits and 2 walks over 5 innings of play. The St. Albert Angels are the first team from Alberta to play in the Little League Softball World Series in more than 20 years. The tournament will continue throughout the weekend, and the gold and bronze medal games will take place on Monday, August 15. Including the Angels, who are representing Canada in the tournament, 3 of the 4 international teams have been eliminated before the quarterfinals. The team representing Europe-Africa was eliminated Thursday morning after a crushing 12-0 defeat at the hands of Central USA, and Latin America's team was eliminated on Thursday afternoon after an 8-0 loss to the host region team from North Carolina. Asia Pacific is the only international team left standing as they'll hope to beat 4 straight American teams to win the trophy.